Hey everybody, it's Andrea Monroe Kalima, author and founder of Hey Little Sister, Inc. And I'm back for a third episode of Hey Little Sister. And today, I'd like to talk to you about that negative inner conversation that can sometimes lead you in the wrong direction. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. You know, sometimes when you're trying to pursue a goal or achieve a goal, you hear that little voice inside that tells you, no, don't do it, you can't do it, or I'm not strong enough, or I'm not smart enough, I'm not capable enough. That inner conversation that holds you back and keeps you within your comfort zone. Oh, how many times that little voice has talked me out of pursuing and achieving goals, you know? And the funny thing is that now that I have learned that I have nothing to fear but fear itself, it just amazes me how things that I once was afraid of, how easy it is, you know? Like, all right, I'll give you an example. I've been thinking about starting a podcast for some time, and I did a little research, and one day I said, you know what? I'm gonna just try it out. So I downloaded this app, and I made my first recording, and it was so easy, and I published it right away, and it was available. But prior to that, I was second guessing myself and saying, oh my gosh, I wonder how I'll sound. I wonder how people will think about me. I wonder if anyone will listen to my podcast. I mean, I gave myself 101 reasons why it could possibly not work. And here I am recording my third episode of Hey Little Sister, and I am having so much fun with it. But not only that, I mean, the list can go on and on. I remember I had stopped going to college at one period of time. I had taken a break, and then I was thinking, oh, should I go back? Should I not go back? I gave myself 100 reasons why I shouldn't. And then when I decided to go back, the next thing you know, I was graduating, the cap and gown, you know? So I think the greatest lesson that I learned about that negative inner conversation is that I cannot allow myself to be passive to it. I can't just get a negative thought and let it flow and then grow, you know? What I need to do on the onset of it is to replace it with a negative thought. So let's say I'm thinking about a new goal, and that inner conversation tells me, you know what? I don't think you should do it. I don't think you can do it. Immediately what I do, this is what I do now, is say, oh no, I can do this. Other people are doing it. Why not me? You know? And so it's kind of like a tennis match, if you will. When I talk about tennis, I'm reminded of my mom. She is like an avid watcher of tennis, and she used to play tennis back in the day, and she has the same sort of tenacity and, you know, strong personality like the Venus, like Venus and Serena Williams. And boy, oh boy, it was something to watch my mom hit that ball with her tennis racket when somebody served her. It was something to see. I don't think I can describe it to you, but if you watch the Venus sisters, I mean the Williams sisters, I'm sure you have an idea of what I'm talking about. But I'm saying that to say that when it comes to your inner conversation, when it's negative, you have to be aggressive with it. Shut it down right away. Don't allow it to build and build and build, and all of a sudden you're fearful. Life is too short, you know? You have to get out there and you have to live and you have to try new things. You have to step outside your comfort zone. That's the only way you're going to really, you know, discover what you're made of, you know, what your gifts are, what you're good at. That's the only way you're going to achieve your goals. So I wonder, what have you allowed your negative inner conversation to talk you out of? Chew on that for a minute, and we'll be back right after these messages. Hey guys, we're back. So, were you able to come up with anything that your negative inner conversation has talked you out of? If you're anything like me, I am so sure that you have come up with quite the list. I guess that's why I'm making up for lost time now and just kind of putting it all out there and trying new things. Like I said, life is too short. There's no reason why we should, you know, cage ourselves with fear and doubt and, you know, oh gosh, no. So I wanted to ask you another question. When it comes to your negative inner conversation, who does it say that you are? You know, they say that you are who you think you are. So who does your inner conversation tell you that you are? At the end of the day, when you lie your head on that pillow of yours and you remove the mask that you wear for the world, who does it tell you that you are? Does it tell you that you are enough or not enough? Does it tell you that you are not attractive enough? Does it tell you that you are incapable of achieving your goals? Who does it tell you that you are? I don't know about you, but I do remember a time when my inner convo, I'm going to call it my inner convo for short, used to tell me that I wasn't enough. I wasn't strong enough. I wasn't smart enough. And the list goes on. And it wasn't until later in life that I started listening to mentors like Les Brown and Tony Robbins and so on that I understood the power that we all have within our own minds and that how the mind is a muscle that we must train. Right? That we are not to just be passive when it comes to the things that we think. Right? We have control of what we think. And that we can replace the negative things that we think. And the way in which we do that is like I said before, positive affirmation. Replacing negative thoughts with positive thoughts, right? It's even the Bible, they say, let the weak say, I am strong, right? But that's what you have to do. You don't just accept it, you replace it. I also listen to motivational videos in the morning with all these motivational gurus, like I announced before, Les Brown, Anthony Robbins, T.D. Jakes, Joyce Meyer, whomever, you know, just so in the morning my mind is fresh and I'm thinking positively. I don't allow myself to fall prey to too much discouragement. I'm human being though, right? So I'm not trying to say that I'm perfect and I'm happy every day. You know, I have my ups and downs like everyone else, but I have learned now that I have control over it. Unlike before when I was younger, you know, I'd get discouraged or depressed and weeks would be by and I would be singing the blues figuratively, you know? But now that I know that I am an active participant with regards to the things that I think and even my own emotions, I do everything that I can to change the way that I think and to change the things that I tell myself. You know, we have to love and support and encourage ourselves just like and even more so than we encourage and support other people. Because if we're not okay, then the people around us are not okay. So I want to challenge you to start becoming aware of that inner conversation, especially that negative inner conversation. Become aware of it. What is it talking you out of? Right? Are the things that it's talking you out of really that fearful and that impossible? What would happen if you stepped out on faith and you decided to act on some of those things? What would happen if you would start filling yourself up with positive affirmations and increase your positive inner conversation? Take it from me, a person who is growing every single day, that you will see a great change in your life. You will start to see that the fruits that you bear are going to become more plentiful, ripe, and abundant. Do that for me, will ya? Just try it. Try it for 30 days. I mean, you know, I know it's not going to be easy because change is not easy, but guess what? You are worth it. All right? So that's it for my show today. I hope that even one person was able to take away something from this show today. Like I said before, the things that I share with you are things that I have experienced. Right? So I'm talking from a place of experience. And the same thing that I want for myself, I want for you. All right? I'm Andrea Monroe Kalima. God bless you guys. Until we talk again, ciao for now.